Welcome to Valley Podcast. Valley Christian Church is located on Cedar Avenue, just south of Apple Valley. To learn more about our church and how you can get involved, go to valleycc.org. Here's the latest recording from our current teaching series, Christmas Presents.
Christmas presence. The very word Emmanuel that we just sang means God with us. And we've talked through this entire Advent season that if Jesus is God with us, and if Jesus gives us his spirit and changes us and gives us hope, then in a very real sense that people who follow Emmanuel become Emmanuel. We become little expressions of the hope and the peace and the grace and truth that are in Christ, all those scriptures we've been sharing together tonight. Peace is a very pretty word. It's an easy word to say, isn't it? Peace. You probably don't have to go far through your Christmas decorations or cards before you'll find something that says peace on it. Peace is a deep longing in our hearts. But it's a little incongruent with our lives. I remember, I think it was in the last century, quite sure of it. I remember, right, I was in high school. It was a Christmas long ago. And I remember two young fellas that were being heard on the radio a lot, Simon and Garfunkel. And I remember one year at Christmas time, they did something that just stopped me in my tracks as a boy. Because when I was in high school, we were in the Vietnam War. There were all kinds of riots. There were assassinations. Peace did not seem even possible. And I remember Simon and Garfunkel, they released this little single. And all it was them and guitar singing Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. And after about half a verse, slowly getting louder and louder, was the 7 o'clock news. And so as they sang, Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright, you could hear in the background how many people had died that day, or what scandal had rocked Washington, or who had been murdered. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was in a room like this, and a speaker said, let's listen to this together. And nobody in the room had heard it. It was just brand new. That was back in the days where you had to go to places like this to hear things. You know, you didn't know it on Facebook for 3 days before the preacher, you know. But I remember that after they played that, the room was just silent. Because this great truth of our desire for peace. And yet, the almost fantasy-like shape peace has in our minds. There's a more recent artist named Sarah Groves. And some of you young people maybe know Sarah. She has a beautiful little Christmas album out. And there's one song where the lyrics are especially appropriate to what we're talking about tonight. And she just sings this so beautifully. Go find this. Go find it on YouTube or something tonight and listen to it. It's beautiful. She says, peace, peace, it's hard to find. Trouble comes like a wrecking ball to your peace of mind. And all that worry you can't leave behind you. And all your hopes and fears, all your hopes and fears, all your hopes and fears are met in him tonight. You know, here we are Christmas Eve, and we have hopes, and we have fears. And Sarah reminds us that this night, we think about those hopes and fears in the context of Christ, the Lord. She says, peace, peace is hard to find. Doubt comes like a tiny voice that's so unkind, and all your fears, they conspire to unwind you. And she says, and in your dark street shines an everlasting light, and all your hopes and fears are met in him tonight. In this series, every time I've gotten up to teach, I've tried to do two simple things. They seem simple until I try to do them, and then all of a sudden it gets hard. But one simple idea is, what do we look to Christ for? And then the second idea is, if we find that in Christ, how do we become a vessel of that to the world around us? And we've been looking at passages of Scripture from the Gospel of John, and we're going to do that tonight as well. And I want to look at a few ideas from the 14th chapter of John. If you're familiar with the Gospel of John, this is a part in the Gospel where Jesus is, sometimes it's called the Upper Room Discourse. Jesus realizes he's on the way to Jerusalem. He's on the way toward crucifixion. And so the things he's saying are sort of like, let's gather around. I have very important things to say to you. Okay? And in verses 1 through 4, Jesus says to those assembled around him, his disciples, he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in me. He says, my Father's house has many rooms, and if that were not so, I would have told you. I would not have told you I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place where I am going. Well, there's probably more things that we don't understand in a couple of verses here than maybe what we do. But one of my little principles for Bible reading is, don't let the stuff I don't understand distract me from the stuff I do understand. And one thing I understand here, Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. And the next phrase says, you believe in God, believe in me. You know, how do you know when you should be troubled? I hear lots of little kids tonight, and every parent in this room has had the experience where a little kid, it's probably going to happen tonight even, before you get out of the building. A little kid runs around, trips over something, flips over, knocks his head down, and he looks at you to see if he's in trouble. Not like if you're mad at him. He looks at you like, am I hurt? Should I be worried about what just happened? Because that kid looks at you, and if you're going like, oh no, then the kid immediately starts crying, right? But if you look at that kid, go, you're fine. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah. Get up. You're fine. You know, and sometimes the kid will go, I guess I'm okay. Right? And Jesus says, when you're feeling troubled, look at me. Believe in me. I'll tell you when you're in trouble. He says, you believe in God, believe in me. In these troubled times, that's maybe good advice for us. Look to faith in God and look at Jesus. This is a hope we live into. This is something we decide. You know? It's something you decide to do. You know, hope and faith aren't just feelings. Sometimes they're sort of determined resolutions. There's a old carol in the hymnal that I don't hear this. I hear it on the radio or in collections sometimes, but I don't hear people sing it all that much. Maybe it's because the tune's kind of schmaltzy and old-fashioned. But the words were by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And the hymn is called "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." Maybe we have less bell ringing these days. I don't know. But Longfellow writes this. He says, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill toward men," right? It's banners and cards and peace on earth, everyone, right? And Longfellow says, "I thought as the day had come, the belfries," that's the towers, "the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men." Now we're going along okay. It's sort of like Longfellow, you got a pretty good carol going here. And then verse 3, maybe this is why this song isn't sung. It's not very holly jolly. He says, "And in despair." So the belfries of all Christendom are ringing peace on earth. But Longfellow says, "In despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth," I said. "For hate is strong, and it mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men." Don't give up on him. Verse 4 and 5 are pretty good. "Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill toward men." You see what he's doing there? He's saying, wait a minute. There's no peace yet, but I still have hope. You know, if you want to do a little further research on this hymn, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day," you'll find that there's about 15 other verses. And you know what they're all about? The Civil War. When Wadsworth Longfellow wrote this song, he had lost his wife. She died in a house fire. And the Civil War was raging. Can you understand how a guy like that? It can, you know, the proverb writer said, "A happy voice singing will be taken as a curse to someone who is in agony." You know, when you're not feeling so holly jolly, one of the most sickening things you can hear is happy voices. And so what do we do when we have troubled hearts? Jesus says, "Look to me. Be resolved. Put your faith in me. Keep your eyes on me." When the Hebrew writer tells us to persevere, he says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus." Why do we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day every year? Because we forget. And this is a great reset button to say, fix your eyes. Let him be the object of your belief. Because you don't know what's coming tomorrow, do you? Neither do I. You know, Jesus, did you see the last thing Jesus says there? He says to the disciples, "You know the way to where I'm going." I love it. The next line is, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we possibly know the way?" That I love. I'm so glad Thomas is there to say the things I'm thinking. And Jesus says to him, "Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life." Lots of times Christians quote this verse about salvation and okay. But Jesus is actually talking about the way to the Father. He's talking about life. He's talking about how in the world do we persevere? How can we have a hope of peace in a troubled world? He says, "I'm the way. You got to put your faith in me." He says, "If you really know me, you'll know my Father as well." Later in the chapter, verse 25, he says, "I've spoken all these things while I'm with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things, and I will remind you, and the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I've said to you. Look at this, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, and I do not give it to you as the world gives it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. Jesus once again says, it's a world you don't know the way, so follow me. If you're following him, you're in the way. You're in the right way. You're on the right path. I heard a story about a fighter plane in World War II. I believe it was somewhere around England. And or the fighter was trying to get back there anyway. And all the instrument lights went out in his plane. And it was a cloudy, high cloud ceiling, so he couldn't see stars. So he's basically out over an ocean. No instruments, no stars. Thinking, how will I know the way? And just as he's about to give up, he notices down on the ocean a trail of phosphorescent water where the big propeller on a ship was stirring up the water and it was glowing. It was leaving a little glowing trail in the water. And he realized that ship is headed exactly to the place I need to go. And so he just followed that trail the whole way and he made his way back safely. He didn't know the way himself, but he found a trail where somebody else knew the way. So Jesus says, in this world where you don't know what tomorrow brings, follow me. As long as you're following me, you'll be fine. You'll know the way. If you don't know the way, follow Jesus. Be attentive to his Spirit. And think of it, if you're following him, others can follow you. This is one of the great gifts we have for each other as we follow him. You know, some people don't know him, don't trust him, but they know you and they trust you. You follow in the right way. They may not see him, but they might see you. It's not just something we take advantage of for our own life. It's something we share with the lives around us. There is a peace that is unique to the way of Christ. Jesus says, I don't give peace like the world does. So, follow him. And finally, peace for the overwhelmed. Jesus, in the 16th chapter of John, says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. He says, in this world you will have trouble. Anybody want to argue with that one? No. We know it. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And in Philippians, the Apostle Paul says, don't be anxious about things. But in every situation, which situation? Every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Are you overwhelmed? Not everybody is. A few of you are. We have dear people in our church family here who have every reason in the world to be overwhelmed. And I have seen them with my own eyes take heart. Because in their overwhelming circumstances, they put their hope in the overcomer. Jesus says, you will see trouble. Keep looking at me. I have overcome the world. Stick with me. Are you anxious about, do anxious situations press in around you every day? Well, pray. Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Whenever I read that, I am always reminded how much I believe it, but it's a very short solution for me. You see, like I'll think, man, I'm really overwhelmed right now. Okay, Dave, don't let it get you. You know, don't stress out. Make your request known to God. So I kind of pull away from my stress for a second. I go, Lord, okay, I don't want to stress out right now. I'm going to put my faith in you. You know, I'm trying to think of something to be thankful for right now and to make my request known. And okay, I feel a little better now. I just talked to you about it. Okay. And I honestly do feel better for about 4 minutes. And so at that moment, I go back to the beginning of the verse and it says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and petition, make your request known to God. Hey, Lord, me again, still thankful for some stuff, but still kind of stressing, you know, still a little bit worried about this situation. And this, you know, repeat, 10, 12, 30. And little, after a while, I start seasoning it with some extra stuff, you know, that Paul didn't say. I'll say, Lord, with thanksgiving in my heart, I want to make my request known to you. I'm sure this is starting to bug you. Hey, if you would like to give me, you know, like peace 6 hours at a time, you know, I'd be glad to leave you alone for a while. You know, in that moment, I realized that, no, he doesn't want me to leave him alone. He kind of likes it when I'm there every 5 minutes. Because it kind of reminds me that there isn't a 6 hour period where I don't need him. You see? With faith and thanks, let God's peace reign in your heart and mind. Come alongside those in overwhelming situations. Do you know somebody that's overwhelmed right now, friends? And you think, oh, I feel so bad for them. Here it is, this happy season. I just feel bad for them. What would I say to them? I don't know. How about, hey, Merry Christmas? Or hang in there, you know, moderately happy Christmas. You know, miserable Christmas. They'll get a laugh with you, you know. The point is that one of the ways we deal with being overwhelmed is we cling to him and we cling to each other. So don't pull away from the people having trouble. Embrace them. Tell them it's okay. You know, it's a day on the calendar. You know, we can't schedule our miseries to avoid Christmas. But the whole point is not that Christmas is a day of escape. Christmas is a day of engagement. We say, with Christ, I can face every situation. I'm overwhelmed. This is a great time to celebrate Christmas, to remember I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. My friends are with me. My family loves me. And let's be a witness. Let's be a source of peace. Let's be a hope and thanksgiving to everyone around us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you value our podcast and the ministry of our church, please consider making a contribution. To do so, just point your browser to valleycc.org and click the Give Online button. To get complete podcasts and archive information, look under the Resources tab on our website. While you're there, look around to find lots of other helpful resources. If you have comments or questions, send us a note through our website, valleycc.org.